This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
We hear from Heather Black, development worker at Together Middlesbrough in Cleveland, a joint project between York Diocese and the Church Urban Fund, which manages projects to support local people, including Hope for Summer, which aims to support families and children who struggle to stretch their budgets to cover food bills during the school holidays. This summer, 5,000 meals will be provided in 12 locations in a region with some of the highest child poverty rates in the country. Statistics indicate that 9 children in 30 live in poverty in this country. Heather, how does this national average compare with the communities you serve? And in your experience, what does it mean for a child to be in poverty?
Well, across the Middlesbrough and Cleveland area, that statistic is probably the average, about 30-35% of children living in poverty. But actually, some of our communities, it's much higher. So the parish where I live, North Ormsby, child poverty is 60%, which is the highest of anywhere in the country. And there are several parishes in that kind of 50% range. So child poverty is a real issue for communities and families here. And children living in poverty. I think a lot of the families struggle with the basics. So we know that it's not unusual for mums to go without food so that they can feed their children. And whilst mums try to hide that, I think children are aware sometimes. They know that there's no extra money for treats. And so it can be hard sometimes feeling that they're not being able to enjoy the same things as maybe their peers and their friends are. And, of course, a lot of the things that we would want for our children to nurture them for to achieve their potential, you know, out-of-school activities like sports or music or going on trips and holidays, they're just beyond the reach of families who are struggling to put food on the table.
And specifically, we're facing the school holidays. They're coming up. What sort of pressures do families find themselves looking forward to that?
Yeah. Well, as you might expect, a lot of these families receive free school meals. So the real challenge is that they're now facing 6 weeks with the children at home with no free school meals. And, of course, there's no extra money in the family budget. So they've got to find maybe £40-50 a week more to feed the children. The children are at home wanting to be entertained, wanting to do things. I remember one mum saying something simple like, we get through more toilet roll in the school holidays, and that's a pressure on the budget as well. So it really is the very kind of simple basic things that are a problem for families. And of course, if families are under stress already, actually having the children at home 24/7 means that the stress levels go up, and maybe parents and carers don't cope so well, and if they're struggling a bit with anxiety or depression, that can get worse during the holidays because they haven't got that sort of breathing space while the children are at school. So we know that from our early help hubs and local charities like Safe Families for Children, referrals of vulnerable families go up during the summer holidays as the cracks begin to appear and parents start to struggle.
And how can free meals help with these?
Well, simply, we provide packed lunches through the activities that we do in the holiday clubs. So it's replacing that free school meal, that lunchtime meal that children get at school. Some of our venues provide a hot meal. Most of them do packed lunches because it's easier for us to do with volunteers. But we make sure it's a healthy packed lunch, so they get a carton of fruit juice to replace their 5-a-day allowance from school, and they get fresh fruit and sandwich and things like that. So they get a nutritionally balanced meal in the middle of the day, which is really important.
Absolutely. And who volunteers to help with Hope for Summer? What sort of roles do they get involved with?
Yeah. So Hope for Summer is it's a collection of churches and community groups working together in communities across Middlesbrough and Cleveland. Most of the clubs happen in church buildings or community centres. And we work with churches and community centres where there's already children's activities going on. So typically there'll be a member of staff or a key volunteer and a core team of volunteers who are used to working with children and young people and obviously have all the right safeguarding things. But actually what we find is that local people in the community say this is a great thing to happen in our community. So we get parents and grandparents and also students from the university will come and join us and help over the 6-week period and boost the numbers of what we're doing. And typically they're just helping the children to have a good time, joining in with the arts, the crafts, the sports, the music, a whole range of activities that we provide. And each venue usually has a theme, so there's quite a lot of churches running Olympic-themed holiday clubs this year, so they're going on an imaginary trip off to Rio. Some are going to the circus, some are going to the Wild Wild West, and the volunteers really create that whole kind of imaginary world for the children and dress up and take them on an exciting adventure whilst they're still in their community.
That sounds absolutely fabulous.
It
great
is.
Fun.
It's wonderful.
So this project, I understand, kicks off next week. What sort of last-minute preparations are you involved with at the moment?
Yeah, well, logistically, we're getting food out, all the kind of non-perishable food for 5,000 meals is going out to all the venues as I speak. We've received sponsorship from a national food distribution company. They've provided all the food that has been delivered to Middlesbrough Food Bank. And we've got a team of volunteers down there today, actually, Tuesday, sorting it all out and delivering it out to all the venues. I know at each of the venues, the volunteers are creating sets to create the imaginary worlds I've described, because we know children can't go away on holiday, so we like to take them on an imaginary journey. So they're making totem poles and Olympic rings and all kinds of things so that it's all ready for an exciting adventure when the children arrive next week.
And finally, how can people find out more about your work?
Okay, so we have a website. If people want to look it up, it's the 3Ws.togethermc.org.uk. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is TogetherMC and Twitter is at TogEmbro, M-B-R-O-R-C. And you can follow the story. We'll be posting pictures and information throughout the 6 weeks about what we're doing.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.